Well, Will, that's Snetterton done dusted, and behind us the team are packing away. First of all, last race of the day on a team perspective, some real positives coming out of that for Josh and Aidan particularly.
Yeah, delighted for Josh and Aidan. You know, finally seemed to have been going a bit in the right direction. They played a good strategy to take the softs into the last race, and you know, obviously benefited them. From my point of view, it's disappointing again, but there are, within the results, which don't look great on paper, there are within the timesheets, a fair few positives to take away from me as well. So it's not all doom and gloom, but of course, when your teammates are up there, you want to be as well.
Absolutely. I think we've spoken in the past about looking at this as a jigsaw puzzle of chassis, engine and driver, and the bits that have been hard work really have been the chassis and the engine. But that seems to be incrementally beginning to come together.
We've got a great group of engineers and mechanics, and they're catching up for the lack of winter testing. I mean, that's the truth. We're definitely going in the right direction. We're definitely starting to understand it more. Josh, who's a world-class driver and a lot of experience with this car, he's able to maximise it quicker. Chassis, engine driver, and one of those pieces is always out. However, this weekend I do seem to have had a little bit of a fair amount of bad luck with a boost issue again, and a pipe coming off, and then we've lost hybrid in race three. We had a brake, there's a brake line that locks us in place on the grid that's stuck on in race two, so we didn't get away. So it's a series of small issues which we need to iron out when it comes to my car, and then I just need to start driving it a little bit better, I'm afraid.
Well, fair enough, and a good, candid and honest answer. But the things that have been going wrong are, for you as the driver, out of your control, aren't they, in that respect? You get in the car and it goes or it doesn't, and then when you have a line going or a boost problem, whatever it might be, that's something that you can't do when you're in the car.
That's true. You can't deal with that. I mean, the boost pipe thing happened in quali, but I felt that I still could have done better in the circumstances. You needed to I did get a lap, with everything working, and that lap wasn't optimal. So I need to look at that and just improve myself and everything else. But you know, I can see how a weekend will come together. And as I say, I'm very pleased for Josh and Aidan.
Is the weekend where it comes together, Thruxton? Fast circuits?
Who knows? I always think it's a chassis circuit, Thruxton. Everyone says it's a power circuit, but I think it's a chassis circuit because it's all about momentum everywhere and confidence, and that's, I think, why Josh is so good around there. And of course, you're learning from the master with him, so we'll see where we are next week, and if the stars align, that you never know, do you?
Absolutely. Keep our fingers crossed for some weather like we've had here at Snetterton. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I tell you what, I can't complain about the weather after the mixed conditions we've had in the first two weekends. This makes it a lot easier, and I think the fans enjoy it a lot more as well.
I'll see you at Snetterton. I'll see you at Thruxton.
I've seen you at Snetterton, and I'll see you at Thruxton.
It's our new catchphrase. Fantastic. Thanks, Will.